Attention lovers of mysteries. I certainly count myself as one. In recent years, I've become flat-out addicted to British and Scottish mystery novels, movies, and TV shows. And the natural extension of those is a game that allows me to experience the mystery instead of just reading it or watching it. Don your own detective hat in June's Journey, a free, hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. It's set in the glitz and glamour of the Roaring Twenties, and you play as June, deciphering clues and uncovering secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. New chapters are added to the game each week, and you can personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. Download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
On the final night of the year, 1691, John Proctor sat in front of his fireplace staring into the flames. His wife Elizabeth was asleep. So was Mary Warren, the orphan girl who lived and worked with them. He rose from the hearth and stepped quietly to the door of his cabin. He opened the door and gazed out at a blackness that few people in the modern world can imagine. The glow of the fireplace seeped out of his front door, but could only penetrate the darkness a few steps past the threshold. Beyond that, deep shadows shrouded a wilderness that contained all manner of deadly creature. He and his fellow farmers of Salem Village were out here on the edge of civilization, easy prey for ravenous animals, devious Frenchmen, bloodthirsty Indians, and the devil himself. Satan thrived in the dark corners of the world, tempting the willing with promises of pleasures innumerable and attacking the souls of the innocent to build his army of minions. John Proctor was a Puritan, a devoutly religious man in a compact with God, but he wasn't stupid or naive or gullible. As the new year of 1692 began, he would struggle to understand the events that tore apart his small farming community. In 2 weeks, two girls would fall victim to witchcraft. Within a month, the number would double. They accused three women of being witches. One of the women said there were nine more at work in Salem. Then more of the girls were afflicted. 5, 6, 7, up to 10, and then 11. They suffered terrible fits and seizures. They named their tormentors and detailed the vile attacks they had experienced. The accused passed the blame to others, and before anyone could fully comprehend the scope of the madness, it had spread to all of Essex County, Massachusetts. John Proctor closed his door against the brutal cold of a winter that was so harsh, it might still be the worst on record. As he settled back in front of the fire, his mind was troubled. He worried about the huge farm he rented. He worried about his crops. He worried about his family. What he didn't know was that those worries would pale in comparison with what was to come. In 3 months, the orphan girl who slept peacefully in his house would join the ranks of the afflicted. She would accuse his wife of being a witch. His wife would be taken to jail. She would be saved from the noose only because she was pregnant. As John Proctor gazed into the flames once more, he had no way of knowing that by the end of the year, he would be one of the 19 people marched to Gallows Hill. Welcome to a new show from Black Barrel Media called Infamous America. I'm your host, Chris Wimmer. If you're a loyal listener to our other podcast, Legends of the Old West, we're going to take you down a darker road on this show. Here, we're going to mine American history for the people and events that live in infamy. We'll chase gangsters and assassins across the country. We'll follow manhunts that made history, but that you've probably never heard of. We'll explore the lives of traitors and mobsters and lawmen, and tackle events that still defy explanation today. And we begin with Season 1, Salem. In January 1692, two girls ages 9 and 11 began behaving strangely. They contorted and convulsed in painful ways. They screamed and wailed when the Bible was read to them. They barked like dogs and grabbed burning logs from the fireplace and hurled them across the room. Many villagers of Salem concluded the girls had been touched by the evil hand. Soon, more girls were afflicted. They accused dozens of people of being witches. Those people accused others. Hundreds would ultimately be named. 20 people would be executed, as well as 2 dogs. Maybe it was witchcraft. Or maybe modern science can explain some of the girls' behavior. Or maybe they just wanted attention from an oppressive society, and it simply spiraled out of control. I'll tell you the story and give you the details, but it's up to you to decide. Our journey begins on Wednesday, October 3rd. We'll see you then.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.